Family and friends of a Texas teenager, a rising star on YouTube, will gather this afternoon at his funeral in Austin.
He died on Christmas Day, leaving behind a touching video revealing the health problem that took his life. Anna Warner has the story.
Hey guys, it's Casual Wednesdays on Breedlove TV. Thanks for watching.
For more than a year, Austin, Texas teen Ben Breedlove had been cultivating a following on YouTube, offering kids his age advice on everything from dating to the SATs, with the wit and wisdom of someone far beyond his 18 years.
What are your views on braces? Like, do you think they're actually an issue?
Ben is the most joyful person I've ever known.
Hey, everybody.
But just before Christmas, Ben made a different kind of video, still funny, but also terribly sad. Ben shared with the world his personal struggle with a life-threatening heart condition and how that challenged him every day of his life.
I was about 13 months old. We were referred to a cardiologist, and they did some tests and found out that he has a condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a thickening of the heart muscle, makes it difficult for the heart to pump blood and causes chest pain, high blood pressure, and eventual heart failure. Ben detailed how he cheated death three times, beginning at age 4 and again earlier this month when paramedics had to revive him at school.
I just asked him if he was happy that he woke up. And he said, I guess. And he said he was so glad to be back with their family, but that he just wanted to be back in that peace.
Shortly after Ben returned to that peace, he passed away on Christmas morning while playing in the backyard with his younger brother. His family did not see the video until the following day. It was his last Christmas present to them.
Very proud of him for choosing to be so vulnerable and share something of himself that was so personal.
And Ben also left his followers and the world with a message of hope.
Oh, he lives on, he's there.
And it seems, at least on YouTube, the world was listening and offering Ben something back.
Oh, he lives on.
As of this morning, Ben's video has been viewed by more than 1 million times, by 1 million times on YouTube.
It's amazing. Just watch it a few times. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, but inspiring.
It is indeed.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone. My name is Clint Schwartz. I'm the lead pastor. Thank you guys for joining us today. So I play that video because Ben made a huge impact to the people around him. This video is probably about a dozen years old now, but his final video with the cards was seen over 9 million times, 9 million times. And I'm convinced that the reason it was viral, it went viral and impacted so many people was because Ben showed an incredible amount of peace when most of us wouldn't, right? Most of us wouldn't. But he had a peace that surpasses all understanding. Ben was a follower of Christ, and God gave him that peace. And that peace is what the world needs today. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. So I did a quick Google search of news articles on increasing anxiety, and here's what came up. Just some of the headlines says, the epidemic of anxiety among today's students. Does social media use cause depression? The answer is yes, by the way. Students are missing school because they're too anxious to show up. And then this last one, COVID-19 pandemic triggers 25% increase in prevalence of anxiety and depression worldwide. I mean, this is nothing new to us, right? I mean, we have experienced anxiety and possibly depression. We've definitely seen it. I think we probably have heard of someone, either a family member or a friend or someone that we go to school with or know, who has attempted suicide in the last few years, right? Anxiety and depression has grown so much. What the world needs is peace. So I did a quick Google or a quick search in the Bible, and there were 7 times that the word anxiety was mentioned. Peace is mentioned 231 times, by the way. But here are 3 of the 7 verses that mention anxiety. It said, Psalm 94:19, when anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. So when the psalmist had anxiety, God's peace brought them joy. Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. And then 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him, on God, because he cares for you, and he will carry your anxiety. Now, here are three verses that mention peace. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. So God is a God of peace, and he can give us peace. Jesus said in John 14, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So Jesus gives us peace. And then Colossians 3:15, Paul prays this. He says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. So what the world needs today is peace, the peace of God. And if you are a follower of Jesus today, peace is available to you. The peace of God is available to us. But not only should we have it, right, we should carry peace to a world that needs peace. So today we're going to look at a scripture that describes putting on peace like you would put on your shoes. Put on your shoes. So we're continuing our message series title, Suit Up, Becoming Battle Ready. It's a message series on the armor of God, putting on the full armor of God. Our key verse for this series comes out of Ephesians chapter 6, and it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. So today, in our world, there is a spiritual battle going on. And the devil is scheming against us, scheming against our family, scheming against our neighbors, those we work with, those in our communities. And I would say in a lot of situations, he's winning, right? I mean, if you look around the world, he's winning. But it doesn't have to be the case. So we need to fight. That's our word for the year. We need to fight for our faith, for our friends, for our family, for our communities. But before we enter into the fight, into the battle, we need to suit up, put on our armor, and be ready. Because trust me, the devil's going to fight back. And he's going to take his shots, he's going to take his punches, but if we're suited up, we're going to be okay. If we're not, we're going to take some hurts, right? So the last 2 weeks, we looked at the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. If you missed either of those weeks, I'd encourage you to go back and watch it online and get caught up. But today, we're going to look at another section of the armor of God that relates to peace. You can turn in your Bibles to Ephesians 6, starting with verse 14. It'll also be up on the screen. Feel free to use your phones as well. This is where Paul describes the armor of God. Starting with verse 14. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. And then verse 15 is what we're going to focus on today. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. So today's message is just simply titled, Shoes of Peace. And we're going to look at how we can put on the shoes of peace, not only to protect us, but also to carry that peace into this world. But I have 3 points. You can fill these in on your handout if you'd like, but first let me pray. Lord, we come to you and we thank you for the armor of God. We thank you, God, that you don't send us into battle unprotected, but that you've given us everything that we need to win this battle. So, Lord, I pray that you would open up our eyes and ears to hear from you today. And help me, God, to speak your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, a couple of fill-ins, if you would like to do this, fill them in on your handout. We can put on the shoes of peace when we, number one, fight for peace within ourselves. Fight for peace within ourselves. Verse 15 says, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. He starts off by saying, your feet, like put peace on yourself. We've all heard of, probably if you've ever flown before, they talk about the masks coming down and they say, hey, put the mask on yourself first and then help others, right? They say that. Make sure you take care of yourself first. It's that kind of thing. If we're going to take peace into a world that needs peace, we need to have peace within ourselves. And let me just tell you, it's going to be a fight to have peace in yourself, to maintain peace within. Our world is not a peaceful place. There's a lot of arguing, anger, frustration all around us. We read about wars, right, all around the world. Did you guys know that this is an election year? Do I need to say anything else? We thought we got over that a few years ago, but you know, it comes back around every 4 years, and here we are, another election year. And then you have watching Purdue at March Madness, and there's a lot of anxiousness that takes place then as well. There is so much in this world that tries to steal our peace. It's amazing how I can spend just a little bit of time, you know, watching the news or on my phone and watch peace just evaporate, right? Just evaporate. There's an article by instituteofliving.org, which says, could the TV you watch be affecting your mental health? Yes, it could. Here's what it says. It says, shows with positive messages such as Parks and Rec or Ted Lasso, I don't know if those are positive messages shows, can lighten our mood and better prepare us for sleep. But on the flip side, shows with dark or violent content can increase feelings of stress and disrupt sleep, says Dr. Weigel, which just makes me smile every time I say Dr. Weigel. Anyway, so. But the article goes on to talk about how some shows can even cause tragedy. Listen to this. Watching depictions of suicide on TV and on the news has been shown to make viewers more likely to attempt suicide themselves. The National Alliance on Mental Health A mental illness has clear recommendations to the media portrayals of suicide, but they are tragically ignored by some TV and news programs. Doesn't that just frustrate you that they're telling Hollywood, essentially, don't show this? And Hollywood says, no, I'm going to. Listen to this. The month after 13 Reasons Why, which was a TV show about a, I think it was a middle schooler or high schooler who committed suicide and why they committed suicide. So the month after 13 Reasons Why aired, the suicide rate among 10 to 17-year-olds spiked nearly 30%. I treated a 12-year-old fan of the show after a serious suicide attempt who told me that she believed this was the way most teenagers deal with bullying. Guys, Hollywood is not for us. They're not for anyone but their own pocketbooks. Isn't that sickening? But it is the case. It is the truth. And so if we just blindly tune into everything that they're sending our way, I can guarantee you, you will not walk in peace. Because that's not what they're sowing. That's not what they're making. That's not what sells movies anymore. So what we watch affects us. I have a friend I was talking to last couple of weeks, and he said that he's no longer going to come home from work and just turn on Fox News or CNN anymore because it just frustrates him. Now, I like to keep up with the news. I feel like I should be somewhat in the loop of what's happening around the world, but I know I don't need to see as much as I do. When I take guys up to Canada, we do a wilderness trip. There's no cell phone coverage up there, and we're out of touch, completely out of touch for a week. But every time I do, I come back out, and I pick up my phone, and I go, what did I miss? Nothing. And I have to wonder, why then do I daily frustrate myself in looking at something that I'm really not going to miss if I didn't see it anyway? Here's your fill-in. What we watch determines the shoes we wear. Are we going to wear shoes of peace? Or are we going to wear shoes of frustration and despair? Maybe even anger? What we watch determines the shoes we wear. So it's a fight, but let's fight to carry peace inside of us. Let's fight for it, carry it, put it on, and let's be people of peace. So that's the first point. We put on the shoes of peace when we fight for peace within ourselves. It starts with us. Here's the second point. We put on the shoes of peace when we allow our hearts to care for others. Verse 15 says, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The Greek word for gospel is this word euangelion, which means a good message, God's good news. The world needs some good news today. The good news is that peace is available to everyone. But the first step in us carrying the peace beyond having it in ourselves is that we actually have to allow our hearts to care for those around us. People are struggling in this world today, and God cares about them. Right? Scripture says that God cares for the brokenhearted in Psalms chapter 34. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. God cares for the hurting. He is close to them. He brings them comfort. And he wants us to care for the brokenhearted as well. I don't know if you guys remember back in 2018, Melania Trump had a jacket she wore which said, I really don't care, do you? You guys remember that? It actually came up in the news again recently. Lots of theories on what she meant. Nobody really knows. They think it maybe means that she didn't really care about what the news media had to say. But I believe that her jacket brings up a pertinent question for us today, and I want us to really think about this. Do we really care anymore? Do we really care anymore? We are in crisis information overload. Every earthquake, every fire, every shooting, every war around the world is brought to us in surround sound and HD quality, right? Guys, our hearts weren't made to break for every tragedy around the world. Our hearts are simply not big enough to do that. And I think what has happened is, since we can't actually care for everyone, we've started caring for no one. The noise has hardened us. We've become calloused. And we stop caring for the orphans we hear about in the Ukraine because it's just overload for us. But then we don't care for the foster children in our community. We can't care for all of the shootings that are happening over in Israel. And so we then turn a deaf ear to the shootings that happen in our town of Elkhart. We see these images of starving children around the world, and we feel like there's nothing we can do. But then we hear about the hungry here in the United States, and we just get critical of them. I say, well, they can get food somewhere. And we just stop caring. But here's the deal. This is a really simple statement. We can't care if we don't care. Right? We can't care for the people that God has around us if we've come to a point where we just simply don't care anymore. We've got to allow our hearts to be broken again. Not necessarily for all the people around the world. I'm giving you permission. Our hearts are simply not big enough to do that. But we do need to care for those that are hurting in our neighborhoods, those in our city, those in our schools, the places we work, in our families. God has placed us in this community for a reason. It's so that we can care for those in this community. Here's a good daily prayer. God, break my heart for what breaks yours. Allow your hearts to soften again. Stop being calloused towards people. This is something God spoke to me one time. He said, pain is pain, whether or not they brought it on themselves or not, right? Sometimes we disregard pain if they brought it on themselves, but the reality is pain. It doesn't matter why someone is in pain. We are called to care. We are called to have compassion and to love. So it starts with allowing our hearts to care. Allow our hearts to care for others. And then our last point, as we put on the shoes of peace, when we act to affect the atmosphere. I did that for you, Matt. I know you like alliterations there. Act. So we bring peace in ourselves, we start caring for those around us, and then we act. Verses 19 and 20, Paul says, pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, the good news, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Here's the key words. Paul is saying, pray for me as I speak, as I make known, as I declare. Those are words of action. If we care for others and we put on shoes, right? These shoes are meant for walking. It's time for us to take action, to take steps, to take peace, the gospel of peace, the good news of peace to those around us. The Greek word, we mentioned this earlier, for gospel is euangelion. It's the base Greek word for the English word evangelism. Evangelism is bringing the good news, right, to those who need to hear the good news, which I think we've already decided is the whole world. Paul was an evangelist, and so many times I think we think that sharing the gospel was easy for him, but it's so difficult because I'm not an evangelist. It's not as difficult as what we think. All we need to do is to purposefully act to affect the atmosphere. If we have peace, if we care for those who are broken, then we need to act to affect the atmosphere. We just need to bring peace into the situation, into the environment. The good news is that God offers peace to everyone. And since it's a free gift to everyone and we have it within us, it shouldn't be that difficult to share it. It doesn't have to be complicated. This past week, I got a call on Wednesday that my mom and dad were going to the hospital. My dad was having chest pains, Turns out that he was having a heart attack, a small heart attack. And on Thursday, we were checking in, trying to figure out what's going on, and my brother Doug decided, hey, I'm going to take off work, and I'm going to just drive up there in Kalamazoo and spend the afternoon with them and work through it all. And so my brother was sitting there when the doctors came in and described what they were going to do, and so my brother recorded it, and then at the end of the recording, the doctor said, you're supposed to ask for permission before you record that, and I said, oh, sorry. Anyway, he sent us the recording, and then after they ended up doing a cardiac cath procedure, putting a stent, he had a 90% blockage, and it's all good now. Praise God for that. But the report from the doctor came back, and my brother recorded that again and sent it to us. I love my brother. Anyway, so my other brother and I, David, we went up in the afternoon and kind of relieved Doug, and he was able to come home. But here's the deal. My brother Doug just went up there and sat with my mom and dad in the hospital room, and he brought peace to a very anxious situation. And not only to my mom and dad, but also to my brother and I, the two of us who were still back home working or at the office working. It's not that hard to bring peace into a situation, but it can make all the difference in the world. When people around us are all wound up because of a situation, bring peace. When their hearts are wounded from someone, bring peace. And when their anxiousness blooms into a full-blown panic attack, you know it, bring peace. Jesus said, the peace I have, I give to you. And we're supposed to be like Jesus. So we're supposed to take the peace we have and give it to others. Here's your last fill-in. When panic shows up, it's time to pass the peace out. When panic shows up, it's time to pass the peace out. Those are opportunities for us to shine.